Now that his days in Washington are numbered, the proverbial shackles are off of Bill Cassidy. Here's Andrew Greenstein.
No longer with the political future hinging on his ability to please President Trump, Senator Bill Cassidy seems to have found his voice to criticize things he doesn't like, things like $1 billion for a ballroom at the White House.
Louisianians don't want to spend a billion on a ballroom. Gas, groceries, health care, they just cannot afford it.
Cassidy also slammed the deal Trump reached with the Justice Department, dismissing his lawsuit against the IRS in exchange for establishing a $1.7 billion anti-weaponization fund.
It's as if somebody sued themselves, agreed upon a settlement with themselves, and that's going to be funded by the rest of us.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
An effort to recall Governor Jeff Landry seems to be picking up some steam after the governor halted the U.S. House election to redraw the map following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Desiree Morris is one of the leaders behind the recall effort, who says the word is rapidly spreading throughout the state.
People are calling every day to let us know that they have organizations in some of the small parishes and that they are willing to volunteer and help us out.
In order to succeed, organizers would need just over 500,000 valid signatures by October 31st. It's something Louisiana Republican Party Executive Director Corey Dennis says won't happen.
I just think this liberal outrage recall petition is doomed to fail, but an opportunity for us as a party to highlight what good conservative leadership can accomplish.
From Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.